First, I'm looking for more topics for 10 Minute Halacha, so if you want to write something on a piece of paper, or if you're listening online and you want to click contact the speaker to send him a suggested topic for 10 Minute Halacha, so we've done Baruch Hashem like 80 or 90 of them already, and we're running out of topics. So one topic that's been on the list for a very long time to discuss is Tcheles. Now, Tcheles, the topic of Tcheles, could be really broken down into three separate topics, and I'm only going to discuss one of the three tonight. Topic number one is, how do you know what the real Tcheles is, and whether what we have is the real Tcheles? Topic number two is, let's assume what we have is at least a suffek real Tcheles, or, you know, that let's assume what we have might be the real Tcheles. Once we know that we have something that might be the real Tcheles, should we use it or should we not use it? And that's the topic I want to discuss tonight, because most agree that we have something that might be the real Tcheles. No one knows for sure that it's not, so at least we have that. So the second issue is, should we use it, should we not use it? And the third topic is, if you decide to use it, how do you use it? How many strings do you color? How do you tie the strings? Right, that's the third topic, also an interesting topic, but we're going to focus on the middle of the three. If we have something that might be Tcheles, should one use it or should one not use it? So the Poskim list, well, no one puts the list together really, but there is a list of nine reasons that I found in Poskim to not use it. That if we have something that might be the real Tcheles, nine reasons possibly not to use it. Rav Yashiv has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph of Kovitz Tshuvos, Simin Beis, where he quotes the Beis Halevi, that if our forefathers knew about this snail and this dye, and they didn't use it, that's a mesorah, that's the equivalent of a mesorah, not to use it. If we had people who knew about it and knew how to make dye out of it, and they didn't, so that's the equivalent of a mesorah not to use it. The metzius is a little bit difficult on that, because the assumption is that they didn't discover how to make it blue until recently. They knew about the snail, they knew about the dye, they just didn't know how to make it the right color until they discovered how to expose it to sunlight at the right time, or whatever it is, and get the proper chemical reaction to actually make it turn blue. But okay, that's point number one. Rav Liashim goes on to say that we have no way of being machriya in machlokesim rishonim about how the tcheles is made. There's a machlokes Rambam the Ravid whether there should be any ingredients aside from the dam chilazon in the dyeing process. So how are you going to decide between the Rambam and the Ravid? There's no shulchan aruch on it. Shulchan aruch never paskins. So how could we paskin in machlokes rishonim? Again, the response to that point is, what do you mean? You have machlokes rishonim, you have to paskin. So you figure out how we would normally paskin. You figure out what are the major shitos that the Ashkenazim normally follow, that the Sfarim normally follow, with the normal rayas, same way shulchan aruch paskin. That's how we would have to paskin, if that's what it came to. That's not a reason to avoid doing a mitzvah entirely. Third, Rav Yashiv says that there's a medrash that implies that there was only tcheles when we have a Beis HaMikdash. So maybe there's such an idea that you're only supposed to have tcheles when you have a Beis HaMikdash. Rav Shturmach goes even further and he says, you know, why do we lose the tcheles? He says, in times of darkness and galus and hester panim, tcheles is taken away from us. And when there's no hester panim, then we get tcheles back. So Shturmach says it's just illogical that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would make us find Tcheles in nowadays where we have complete hester panim, where there's so much hester panim in the world. It just doesn't make sense. Then Rav Shturmach acknowledges that's not the way you pass in the Shaila. You don't pass in the Shaila by saying, oh, it doesn't make sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do this in time of hester panim. That's not a svara in Psak Halacha. The fourth possible reason not to do tcheles, Mishburu quotes a Prima Gadim that the color of the string of the tzitzis should be the same color as the color of the beged. So if what we have is not the real tcheles, then we're taking the strings and we're coloring them a different color than the beged that we have. You're supposed to have a white beged and white strings in the absence of tcheles. By giving it a different color, it's going against that chumrah. It's only a chumrah, but a chumrah l'chadchila of having the strings the same color as the actual beged. Now, it's no worse than people who wear colored talesim. Right, they sell colored talesim now, with colors all over the place. That's also against the minhag. The minhag was to have, for whatever reason, we have black stripes as a zecher to the tcheles. Go figure that one out, why it's black exactly, but whatever, that was always the Minhag Yisrael. But for the most part, the talis is white and the tzitzis are white. That was always the Minhag. Now, Shechter points out, that's a chumra l'chadchila, but if you have the opportunity to perhaps do a mitzvah d'oraisa, you certainly would sacrifice a chumra l'chadchila in order to do a mitzvah d'oraisa. Number five, Rav Shturmach says, if you're in a shul where most of the people aren't wearing tcheles, it might be lo tiskod to do to wear the tcheles. It's you're not supposed to make Klal Yisrael into agudos, different groups of people doing different things. And the same, it's even a problem if you have some people that put their head down for Tachanun and other people that don't put their head down for Tachanun in the same room when there's no Sefer Torah, or when you have people who daven Nisach Sar and Nisach Ashkenaz, everyone doing their own thing. It's a real problem Bel Siskod to do. So if Shturmach says that you shouldn't wear Tcheles, at least publicly, in a shul where most of the people are not wearing Tcheles, problem Bel Siskod to do. Rav Shturmach, in Chuvas Van Hagos, Chelek Aleph Simon Chavav, he goes on to say that it might also be a Shaila of Baltosif. That if you're having kavanah l'shem a mitzvah daraisa, and really it turns out that you have the wrong one, that it's not the real tcheles, then it could be that it's baltosif. When you have kavanah l'shem a mitzvah daraisa, you're not getting a mitzvah daraisa. Rav Shechter quotes that Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, they say b'shem Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, when the Rezina Rebbe came out with his tcheles, that Rav Yitzchak Elchanan was convinced that it was the right tcheles, that it was the real deal, but he didn't want to wear it. Rav Shechter quotes, they say from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, mishum ta'amim politiyim, because of political reasons. So I asked Rav Shechter, what in the world does that mean? What is it, timing politium? He said that he heard Rav Yitzchak Elchanan didn't want to wear it because he thought that with all the kiruv that had to be done and with all of the fighting against the reformers and everything else that had to be done, the weirder you look, the harder it is to get people to follow you. So if you do things that are off the wall, that make you look strange, so people aren't going to want to follow you. I would argue that in terms of Kiruv, I think there's a whole movement out there that shows you that you can look as weird as you want, and people will still follow. So, right? What do Chabadniks do? They don't change the way they look. They go to far-flung places. They look exactly the way they look, very unusual, and people still follow. People don't have a problem. So Rav Shechter says it's very strange Rav Yitzchak Elchanan would have such a svara. Mehechi tesi, a person has the right to make such a cheshbon. I'm not going to do a mitzvah d'oraisa, or a possible mitzvah d'oraisa, because I think people are going to look at me weird. You're not allowed to say such a thing. He finds that very, very unusual and very incorrect lahalacha. But that's what are we up to? Seventh possible reason why people don't wear tcheles. An eighth possible reason, Rav Shlomo Miller from Toronto wrote a tshuva about this, and he writes that there are three shitos, as we well know, three shitos in Rishonim, on how many of the strings are supposed to be blue. Half of one full string, meaning one out of eight, or two out of eight, one full string, one out of four, two out of eight, or four out of eight, two full strings, which would be four out of eight. And he says, so if you're going to have, let's say, one full string, or two out of eight, or four out of eight, and you really hold like the Rambam, and the Rambam is really correct that it's only supposed to be one out of eight, it's going to be baltosif. So he says, that's a problem. How are you going to pass in this machlokes rishonim? And you're going to be risking baltosif in passing in this machlokes rishonim. Plus, he says, and this is the final reason, the ninth reason not to wear it, he says, al pi kabbalah, it says in Ben Yoyada, that al pi kabbalah, the sitra achra has an achiza on kali ilan. Kali ilan is the false tcheles, and that's where Shlomo Miller holds the current tcheles that we have. He holds its kali ilan, it's the false counterfeit tcheles, and he says the al pi kabbalah, it's very bad, because the sitra achra has an achiza on it, so it's very bad. Again, not the way you would normally paskin a halacha, but that's what he says. Those are the reasons not to use it. So what are the reasons to yes use it? The reasons to yes use it are much fewer because they're much stronger. The main reason to, well, I wear tchela, so yeah. The main reason to yes use it is Savik Daraisa L'chumra. If you have a chance to do a mitzvah Daraisa, how could you not? Savik Daraisa L'chumra, you have to take the opportunity. It's a chiyuv to be machmir in a Savik Daraisa. So they quote from Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim held that Savik Daraisa L'chumra only applies where if you're machmir on the Savik, you then no longer have a Savik. You then know for sure that you did the mitzvah. Right, let's say I don't know if I benched or not. So if I go and I bench, now I know for sure I benched. But if even after your machmir you're still not sure, you're still besafek, so they quote b'shem Reb Chaim, then you wouldn't say safek d'oraisa l'chumra in such a circumstance, where even after your machmir you're still besafek. So he says, if you're not sure if it's tcheles, so what are you going to do? You can put it on, you're still not sure if you did the mitzvah of tcheles. So that's why someone argues, or Shlomo Miller says, that you wouldn't apply safek d'oraisa l'chumra in this kind of case. Rav Shechter counter-argues that no, the Rav Chaim, he says, is against enough in Iran. The Ran of Masechta Sukkah says that if it's Bein HaShemashos and you didn't take Lulav and Esrog yet that day, so you have it's a Suffolk Daraisa, it's Suffolk whether it's still Yom or whether it's already Laila, so the Ran says, go and take Lulav and Esrog. even after you take it, you still have a suffix whether you did the mitzvah, because it may have already been Laila, so you still have a suffix, but still the Ran says you have to do it. So you see that this svar is incorrect. Even when you still have a suffix afterwards, you still have to go and be machmir. Rav Shlomo Miller got really upset at Rav Shechter for saying that. He said he misunderstood Rav Chaim totally. Rav Chaim, he has a whole Mechudosh Tugam HaHalich in Rav Chaim. We have no time for it now, but you can find his tshuva online. Very interesting tshuva. So that was that's one very basic reason to yes wear the tcheles. Another reason Rav Shechter likes to point out is that there's a Turei Eved that holds that it would be baltigra if you have the ability to do a mitzvah really well and you choose not to do it. If you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah mina muvchar and you don't do the mitzvah mina muvchar, you pass up that opportunity, that could be a problem of baltigra. It could be nisadar reis of baltigra. It's not like a situation where the mitzvah is unavailable. If the mitzvah is unavailable and you don't do it because it's unavailable to you, so it's not baltigra when you do it shalom mina muvchar because the mitzvah mina muvchar wasn't available. So for all those years we didn't have tcheles, not wearing tcheles is no problem because you didn't have tcheles. But he held, Rav Shechter holds that, and I asked him if he holds this halacha l'maaseh, he said absolutely yes. He holds that if you have the opportunity to wear tcheles and you don't wear tcheles, then it's a violation of baltigra and you're better off not wearing tzitzis at all. Because if you don't wear tzitzis at all, you're not in violation of any yisur daraisa. So chiyuv when you're wearing a begad of dal kafos. But if you have the opportunity to pronounce tchilas and you choose not to, it's a violation of baltigra. So I said, Rebbe, I teach 11th grade in high school. Should I go and tell everyone that if you don't have tchilas, take off your tzitzis? He said yes. So I didn't do that, but I get fired. But that's his shita. Now, what do people actually do? So depends who you believe. Rav Eliashiv clearly in his tshuva says not to wear the tcheles. Rav Shechter said he heard from the tcheles people that Rav Eliashiv really thought the tcheles was legitimate, or at least possibly legitimate. But he asked the tcheles people when they came to speak to him. He said if 20,000 charedim would order tcheles tomorrow, what would happen? They would say, well, first of all, we would never be able to supply it for a long, long time, and the prices would go through the roof. It would be, you know, $1,000 for a pair of tzitzis. Rav Eliashiv said, I have people starving in the Haredi community. I'm going to go and tell them to spend $1,000 on tcheles. I can't. And as a public policy, he decided not to do it. So whether that rumor is true or not, Rav Shechter was just bothered by the tshuva. He thought Rav Eliashiv's tshuva had no meat to it, and it was very unlike Rav Eliashiv, because obviously Gadol Yisrael, he's, you know, so he thought it was very strange that Rav Eliashiv have such weak svaras in the tshuva. So he bought the story. He thought that story is true. Rav Shechter obviously wears it publicly. There are many rabbanim that will wear it privately that won't tell you that they're wearing it publicly because they don't want to make a big stink about it. There was one very prominent Rosh Yeshiva who obviously didn't want to be identified, whose shirt came untucked. A very prominent Rosh Yeshiva in the yeshiva in the New York area. Shirt became untucked. All the talmidim saw it. Tzitzis fell out, and he was wearing tcheles, and it was a big to do, and he was all embarrassed. So there are people that will do it privately out of an ohev mitzvah, lo yispa mitzvah kind of thing, that they try to chop as many mitzvahs as they can to be choshesh for the. For the Safik Daraisa, that they might have an opportunity for a mitzvah Daraisa that we didn't have for so many years. So that's the basic summary of if we might have tcheles, should we or should we not wear it.